So, Rabbi asked Rabbi Yosef the following question. When it goes out, you're allowed to move it, which would indicate kubsa in. When it goes out, yes. Like kubsa lo, it doesn't go out, it's still lit, you may not move it. So my time, what is the reason why you can't move it while it's lit? Dilma bahadi the nokot law is kubsa, because you're worried while you're going to move it, it's going to be, it could go out. Now, as we pointed out, that hooks of the mitzvah in and of itself doesn't create an isur tiltul. Hooks of the mitzvah, so if the mitzvah elements would allow you to move it, you know, it's, I need light somewhere else, I want to move it to somewhere else, it's all part of the mitzvah. By the case of the schach, so the hooks of mitzvah is that it's supposed to be sitting on the schach, not being taken to do anywhere else. So now, when it comes to the yom, they say, oh, it's hooks of mitzvah. And it's yom, so I can't take it off, can't do anything else with it. So now it becomes unusable for yom, so it becomes also betiltum, or Shabbos. But my, the last thing I'm dealing with the schach, when I'm dealing with the nair, hooks of mitzvah says, I care where you move it. I don't know, you need more light in the part of the house, move it there. So the mitzvah would allow you to move it, so why can't you move it? So the Morris says, because you're worried while he's moving it, he'll put it out. But the Morris says, Hashemin led the Reb Shimon, Domer Tabashen Miskav and his mutter. Reb Shimon told Tabashen Miskav and his mutter. So he had no intent to put it out. So Tabashen Miskav, so it's mutter. Apparently the Morris is not. The Gemara is not going to argue that every single case would have a status of secretion that you're going to do kibui. You can move it slowly, you can move it gently, and you can move it away, but it's not going to have kibui involved in it. The Tanya, where you see Rav Shimon says it's mutter. Rav Shimon Amar Gar Adam Kisei Mita Basavsel. Can, the person can drag on the third floor a chair, bed, bench, as long as they have no intention to make this groove. So more answer like this. Kol hechad l'chi mechaven ike isur d'raisa kila mechaven gozer of shimon mirabona. Doshin mechaven is mutter, but this exerit rabona. So we're going to differentiate when do you make the gzer, when you don't make the gzer. So the scenario where you're dealing with with potential isad deraisa, when if a person would be mechaven, it would be an isad deraisa. So when he's not mechaven, chazal were gozer, gzer he might be mechaven. In a case where even if had he done it intentionally, it won't be a derabanan. However, so the dragging of the chair, even if he would intend to make a charitz, it's still a chafir kalachar. Yeah, that's not how you normally make your groove, by dragging a chair. So it's going to be a malachad rabbanon. At worst, it's a malachad rabbanon, even if it's intentional. Therefore, the chazal were not geyser. Also a case of if he didn't mechav. However, by the case of Kibbutz, the Mor is calling it an amalacha. Had he done it intentionally, and therefore, there we go. And Tosis says the first malacha in the sichel gufa. Shimon holds malacha in the sichel gufa is only drabanan. This is no, regardless of the case, the person would intentionally put it out in order to have a usable wick. Whereas that's machot shich legufa. You know, so there is a scenario where it would be a deraisa. So that's what That Rabbi Yosef answered so by most of Rabbi. So Rabbi asked the question. Mishnah Besetzes Klayim. She was dealing with Shatnez. And we have quoted it before. Merchik Sus, Merchim Kedarkon. People which sell clothing are allowed to sell the clothing without to show it on their body to the people which are coming to see it. So somebody's selling to even though it's Kalayim, he's selling to a non-Jew. He's it's mutter uvashal is kaber b'chama b'neachama. You shouldn't have intent. He may not have intent when it's hot out to protect himself from the heat, when it's cold out to protect himself from the cold. The rain, he depends on the rain. So as long as he has no kavana, it's mutter. Even though had he had kavana, would be in a siddaraisa. But the Rosh Hashanah is kavana is mutter. Why aren't you guys there a case where he was not intending? There he might come to intend. According to what you just said, about the rice is your geyser. The Mishnah finished off at snuwa and mafshil and bigmako lacharein. However, the snuwa and the people which are very careful of mitzvahs, they would carry it extended on a stick. V'ha'hocha d'chim mechaven isur the rice ikka. Kilo mechaven is shorter b'shem lechad chila. So the pshat that you said doesn't fit when you get to this mission. Hello. Rather, so why is it that it's also to move the nair while it slits? Not because Dov Shem is coming as also. Ela Marava Hanach Lanair Shem and Psila. Leave that question. That's not an issue. Hoil the Nasis Hoil Vin Nase Bosses Ladaber Oser. That while the shalhevis, the flame is davar which is muksa, even like a b'shemen, and all of these things are there to support, literally, so the flame which exists on top of them, and the person wants that to be there, etc. So they are all acting as a bosis. Now b'shemen holds that you know to me it's sorry. Even though it was a bosis at the beginning of Shabbos, it doesn't remain that so once it goes out of smother. As long as it's lit, he agrees that it's a bosis. He doesn't argue on the concept of bosis. This is a bosis, and that's why it is also to move it while it's lit.
I understand. The nair itself is really the crux of the problem, right? That's what he's saying.
The nair itself is the problem, not because something else might happen. You can't move the nair because the nair is muksa.
Right. So what exactly is the muksa?
It's a bosses. There's a muksa called bosses.
Well, okay. Bosses and what's the thing that's
Osir?
Yeah.
The shalhevis.
So the shalhevis. So what? I don't understand what exactly is the muksa of the shalhevis. I mean, it's
right. I mean, even Shimon agrees that the flame itself is something which has a din of muksa.
I mean, because the funny thing is, you actually use the flame, right? In other words, it's being used for a mutter purpose to create shalom bayis.
Right. It is interesting then. On the other hand, it's totally a dabar ha'asa in regards to any usage. You're totally maxi your das from the usage of the shalhevis. I can't do anything with the shalhevis other than let it be a shalhevis.
Well, that's the light. Anything from the light.
I can benefit from the light. There's no issue from nor from muksa, but I can't take the shalhevis as always there. The shalhevis is like it's a dabar ha'asa totally.
Yeah, but if you're thinking, well, okay, here's the source of light, and I'm going to use So if I want to go to a different room that's dark, and I want to take the shalheves with me.
But you wouldn't be allowed to take the shalheves with you. You might be allowed to take them there with you, theoretically, but the shalheves, you can't knock them in. Moore talks about a case we have in Bayah where you might see the shalheves by hitting it. You know, I'll do that on Shabbos.
Yeah, but isn't that circular? You can't move the nair because you're maksimadas. I'm saying you won't be maksimadas.
No, I'm not maksimadas on the nair. The shalheves is also batsim. The shalheves itself is also. I can't move it away from the nair.
Just because it's like not a clue.
Either because it's not a kli or because it's. I mean, if I would move the shalheves off of there, I'd be a rekibui. So the shalheves is that itself is becomes it seems from the, at least from I call it from the Mishabur, he calls it then a kli. So it's like etzim and avonim. So now I have a problem. Everything else is the bosses to the shalheves. That's Hirashi. Isura de Raisa. You're current to the Rashi's from before?
Yeah.
Isura de Raisa. And Yom Tov Mikra, then you'd be allowed to move it. Just there is a problem because we assume that if you'd have an oil lamp, we had it over there in Morin Bay, and the Morin Bay seems to assume that unless you move very, very gently, you have a problem of kibui as you're moving it, or kibui havor is mutar Yom Tov. If you have a potential problem of kibui as you move it, it's a bit too theoretical. If you move it very gently, you'd be allowed to.
So it's
best
when you can
move it. If I call correctly, yeah.
That's a very nice
thing. Yeah, well, a candle, but sure you're allowed to move. You know, you can move your, you know, with the child to move an oil lamp. I don't recall that's a problem. As I say, you have to do it in a way that's not a psych ratio that you're going to do kibbutz. Yisur d'raisa of Rashi, kibbe is amalocha hu. Kibbe is not malocha, but chavitz leka yisur d'raisa. Even if you do a chavitz intentionally, it's not yisur d'raisa. The chavik alacha yadhu, it's not. He's doing it in an abnormal fashion. The chavir, the omer, the chamon told the chavish mechayim hani min lechavir kedarka b'mor b'kedarkardim. If you dig normally with a shovel. Or a pickaxe, so that's chayfer. But to do it by slapping a chair, that's not normal. Darken, filo shall climb. Loiv shall laharoisa b'shoki. He's allowed to, even his climb. He's allowed to put it on to show to a customer. Uvashal iskaven lahanos chimu. B'harav Shimon he made also b'sa kabana. The Mishnah it doesn't say explicitly to Shimon, but why is it to Shimon? Because he's the one who's mounted based on the Kavanah. The Zavar Aser L'shal Habes B'chi Hai Muksa Meider of Shimon Shakli Tafel L'shal Habes B'Aydah B'Aydah. When the Shal Habes is there, the Kli is Tafel to it. B'Lav Shem D'Chai Shal Kaviya, not because of concern of potential of Kaviya. So the side of the Isra of Boss Rashi explains is the concept of Tafel. That everything else becomes, since I intentionally want everything here to be the support for that item on top, so everything becomes a basis, a support for that. It becomes tafel to that, and it gets a din of muksa that the shalheves has extends now to everything else. And that's a klal of basis that the basis always. Is never more chomer than the muksa that it's being a basis to. It becomes tefillah to the muksa, that muksa. So there's a shalom in the person b'chla, where the klishim not the lizard can create a basis even, but even if it does, it's not. It's much of the sarku for the sarku karma. It would be the same din as klishim not the lizard. Basis is moishav, the place where to sit. It says in the pasuk by the kier, it says eskano. the Targumina Besise. So we see that the word Besise Abosis means the stand that it stands on. Okay. Zatimur Omer Reb Zeiro, Omer Reb Asi, Omer Reb Yechon, Omer Reb Chanina, Omer Reb Yerominus, Li Hitter Rebbe, and Yerominus quotes that he directly, Rebbe was permitted him, he asked the Rebbe to do something, and it was mocked in the following case, the Talpel, Machta Be'efora. So Machta is an incense burner, and the Efer is the ash, which is in the burner. So even though the ash is muksa, it's not usable anymore, but you're allowed to move the since the kli is a kli, you're allowed to move the kli together with the ash inside of it. Okay. So Amalei Rebbe Zeira, Rebbe Asi, Rebbe Zeira said to Rebbe Asi, who quoted Rebbe Yechon as saying such. So, Miyom Rebbe Yechon Hachi, but Tanan, how could Rebbe Yechon say that such a thing as Mutter, Misha says? Nozel Adam Benoi, V'Eben B'Yon, a person can pick up his child, even though the child is clinging to a stone and refuses to let go. So, in essence, the father is being metaltal Muksa, that, but that's okay. The more is the case where the child was Gaguam and he needed the father. So we don't look at the father being metal to the heaven because the father doesn't really care about the heaven. You can pick up the basket even if if there's a stone in it. But on that mishnah, the kakala malaya paris askinan, which makes it different, a bus is to a davar ha'asr and a davar ha'mutter. So if it's a bus, it's the basket, it has paris in it, which are mutter. It has stone in it, which is asr. So it's a bus for both things. Then already it's not a bus. It's not a bus which becomes now muksa. But had it been just for a stone, it would be muksa. So you don't say, listen, well, there's a muksa inside, but the kli is a davar metaltal, so let's, you can metaltal the kli and forget about the muksa. We say the opposite, the muksa inside creates an isra on the kli.
As long as
the rove.
As long as
more chashav, yeah. Time of this beperi, holas beperi loy. This is what Reb Zeira asked of Asi. Mor says that you cross the pasuk of the Neil to say that he was thought about it for a little bit. Ishtaymeim kishachada, he was overwhelmed for a short moment. And then he responded by saying, "V'amr hachinam edispe kirotin," that there was left in the machta usable pieces of incense which smell nicely. So even before so it's not muksa because there's something usable in it. You can move it to smell it, even if it's not lit. It still smells nicely. Amar Abaya, Kroten Bei Rebbe Michashibi. The story was that Rebbeinus was Matarit. So now Abaya's understanding of the story was that he was in Bei Rebbe, and Rebbe's house, he was Matarit to do this. So in Rebbe's house, if you light the incense and there's a few little pieces left over, that's not considered that there's they're usable, because that's something which Rebbe would not necessarily maintain the whole thing, because there's a few ones that you could eventually pull out over there and find them. It's not worth the tircha involved. Okay, so it's different. It's different. Still muksa. Kitema, you'll tell me chazalan here. Since for poor people this amount is usable, therefore it's not muksa, even for somebody who's rich. Vatanya, big day aniyim la aniyim, big day ashirim la ashirim. Regards to the lachos of Gabi Hilchus Tumo, that we spoke about there's a certain size material that a which is still usable, but the Mora says that an oni, sometimes which it's usable, and an oni would be makrid not to throw it out because it's still usable, but an usher would not be makrid. And for the usher, this is something which is it's useless. So for him, it's not a double makabal tuma anymore. Even though theoretically, an oni can use it still. Avodaniyam lashirim loy, the size of that an oni would use. Regards to in the bias of an usher is not chosher. The gabi tuma sahud and the gabi muksa should be the same thing. Elam Rabaya, the reason why they're amount to the movement is meeting the habak graf shal regi. That it was similar to the graf is the chamber pot, which is used for a person relieving himself. So the whole thing is just meis. So chazar matter, even though it's really muksa, chazar matter to take it out. So we're also the person finds it repulsive, and it's you're permitted to remove it. Marava shteichu was bedaber. I have two responses to that answer. Chadar graf shorei mos, highland mos. Obviously, the response to some ashes does not create this repulsion, which graf shorei does. Why Graf Shorei was migli behind Mixi. Graf Shorei was open, was visible, and that's why a person found it objectionable, and you're allowed to take it out. But the way they used to use their machta, it was a covered incense burner. So you don't see it anyway, so why are you allowed to move it? Lamarova. So Rava says, so we still don't know why you're allowed to move this. This incense burner, El Marova Ki Havina Bei Reb Nachman. There is when I was by Reb Nachman's house, or when we were by Reb Nachman's house, of Hava Metaltalinan. He allowed us. We would be metalta Kanuna Agav Kitma. Kanuna is some type of a burner that they would use for warming the room, etc., what it was. So they have this burner, and even though it agav kitma, we have it for grufa ketuma with its ash. Because the ash, Rashi says, because the ash still had a use. You could use it to cover. You remember we spoke that they would use the dirt. The way they kept their floors clean was putting more dirt on it. So if there's something which was dirty on the floor, you put another layer of dirt on top, and now it's taken care of. Right? You know, so you, something which was soyas tinnik, etc. So they could use the ash for that purpose also. So the ash was not muksa. Baba gavdika alei shivri eitzim, even though there was shivri eitzim, which theoretically should potentially create you should create a potential muksa because the shiri eitzim, beginning of Shabbos, were usable one. Now shiri eitzim, so maybe it's like a narlad, or it's till they're armored for the purpose of being either or because they're like eitzim and avonim, which are muksa. So, but since there was the usable ash, we were allowed to move it because of the usable ash.
Why is the ash any better than like
shel heves? The ash, I have an active thing I can do with it. I can take it and cover something with it, etc. Whereas the shel heves, what it is, but I can't do anything with it. I can use it, but I can't. That's a passive usage. It's not an active usage in a certain sense. It's there, and therefore I benefit from it. But I want to do something with it. I can't do anything with it. So my mind, it is. Whereas this, I have active things I can go and do with it, so that becomes functional. Meisrei, so now the more asks a question on this pshat. Veshoven, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, means even Rabbi Shimon agrees, Shim Yesh Bo Shivrei Psila, Shasa L'Taltal, that if in the Ner Yoshon, which Rabbi Shimon said when it goes out, you're now allowed to, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos, but if there's a Shivrei Psila, there's a broken piece of Psila in there, so it's, you're not allowed to move it. You see that the Shivrei Psila, so you have Shivrei Eitzim in there, it should be a problem. And Rabbi, but Glilu Shonu, Shasu L'Taltu. Glilu Shonu, sorry. We're talking about in the Galil, for the Galil, the Shivrei Psila were valuable to them, so it would have a Hashivas in their mind. So there remains a basis for that Shivrei Psila, because that was something which was expensive for them. Whereas in other places where it was, or the Shivrei Eitzim, something like that would not be kosher to them. Therefore, you don't look at the container as a basis to those items. Sirachi. Third line. Amar Rabbi Ruman Nisli hit the Rabbi L'Talto Machto. Shalavoda before he was matter for me to move this Machto of the incense with its ash in it. The Morrison understands right now means before means imafora kamar. Sha'efer muksim, the efer ashes muksav. Well, how you treat him, there was no usage for it. They weren't using it. Ashwina the ag. Aga machto dikateris kliyaleo tiltala imafora. Together with the machto, which has a din of a kli, you're metaltal the efer also. Person is allowed to take the container with the Evan in it, only if there's payers, like a payer loy. The clean house is bosses, Evan becomes bosses to the Evan, the trailer loy, it's a toffle to the Evan, a bottle turns clean today, it loses the status of a clean. Achinami, Nasis Machta, bosses Leifer. Rabbi Yechon and Shemina Leit Leil, the Rabbi Yehuda Sirle. I mean, Rabbi Yechon holds like Rabbi Yehuda. No. Marshall tells him has a problem with Rashi. I mean, we don't need the more than the Gemara. The more since Rabbi Yechon himself has said explicitly by the case of the Kalkola that you need payers, and if there's no payers, it's a problem. So, case of Afer should be the same thing. I don't need to bring in Rabbi Yechon holding Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, that's true, but like the Gemara's kasha stands by itself. This way, Kroton, Shinishtarim, or there were pieces of incense, little. Which had not been burnt. I'm not sure exactly how to read that. The words of Rashi. It's not Kratan and Levarna. It's Kratan of Levarna, which they're usable to smell. The remaining usable pieces of Levarna. You're allowed to move the rest. Zumin the Kakola, Malaya Paris, whatever Mesecha, like the case of the Kakola, which has Paris, and other things, and even though there's stones in it. Kratim Mishal Shir Levana, little pieces of remaining Levana. Be Rebbe, the Nosi B'Osher, Haba Michashibi, Obehim, it was such a, was a, those little pieces would be valuable. Shalom Bidayaniyim, Sholosh Sholosh, one example, B'dinim, is it only three etzbos as we etzbos. So an usher would not save that to use, and only wood. Shechutan of and a very thick, very coarse type of material. Have a begotam aniyim linyan tuma. They're considered a baggit, but only would wear it as such because it's a baggit, but an usher would not wear such a thing. Big day Ashirim, Shloshal, Shloshal, three Tvachim, even an usher would hold on to. have a got a mashirim, but not three etzbos. We call shkein laniyim. I'll be there niyim mashirim. Loi habi beggar the gabayu. It's very, very. It's three. The size of three etzbos, but three etzbos is not a, considered a beggar for an usher. Well, I'm a kabbal tuma. It's not a kabbal tuma. So chinami, bei rebbe is butli krotin. Krotin are not valuable. He finds the ash mias, the rosh to see it. And it's like the case of the chamber pot. The tanya was at the beya. You let it take it out. Graf is klicheres of mukham lekacha. It was a klicheres which is made for this purpose to hold the rei. So Rabbi said beag michsi kol machtes mechusas hem, that over there. It's uncovered, and over here it's covered because their machtas were mechusas. Yesh on the kavim loitzirech with holes on the sides and the top to let out the smell. So Rabbi said the reason why was mutter to move it because we were metaltal the kanuna agav kitma. They would bring like warmers in this kli. Agav kitma. Could say you would use the ashes for purposes of covering items which needed to be covered. So, okay, what's the chiddush? And Rabbi said, "The Alva Gav Dikaleh Shiver came Eitzim, even though there were some pieces which were broken and that they were muksim." Well, how do Rabbi Ruman is nami high machta before the kamer machta bishvilei for? Doesn't mean you're moving the machta to get something on the afer which is not necessary. Rather, you're moving the machta with the afer which is necessary. Shai Tzarech Loi needed it with a Taiva Leia Miesmol. He's planning to use it. Even though it has shiri eitzim, but that's okay because it's like double bosses. The isran hetter. Rishavan Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Shechel ben Ner Yashin. That shiri psila are a problem. Why don't you say the same thing? The ash is usable, etc. Whatever it is, or the other items in there which are usable. So this, the Ner went out. So this oil which is usable comes to Rabbi Shimon. So he says shiri psila override. So he answers, "Begvila shanu shechshubas land shirei psila. For them, shirei psila were significant. Shein begadim shal pishtim etziyim lehem. Generally, they used to make their wicks out of pishtim, and they didn't have so much available. Hegolav batli napalto manas the neir basis lehem. So the neir becomes a basis to the shirei psila, as opposed to elsewhere that would not be so."